record Thursday, saying that many people were unavailable because of the summer recess. A Senate source familiar with the bill compared the president's power to take control of portions of the internet to what President Bush did when grounding all aircraft on September 11, 2001. Oh, except for those aircraft carrying the bin Laden family out of the country. The source said that one primary concern was the electrical grid and what would happen if it were attacked from a broadband connection. By the way, Rockefeller is the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, and Olympia Snow introduced the original bill in April. They claimed it was vital to protect national cybersecurity. We must protect our critical infrastructure at all costs, from our water to our electricity to banking, traffic lights, and electronic health records, Rockefeller said. There hasn't been a Rockefeller that was born that was any good. And you wonder why Jay's been sitting quietly in the Senate, head of the Senate Commerce Committee. His time is yet to come, folks. He's going to come out with his little lawyers, and he's going to come out swinging. But he ain't representing you, and he ain't representing me. Is it any wonder why we had to take that circus and put that up for a popular vote, rather than having the states, the sovereign states, send its representative, called senator, over to Washington, D.C. to do the bidding of the state, rather than hook them up in the Fed so they can do what they're doing to us? You starting to get it now? This has been so immense and so carefully carried out that you drop any bit of this information on the generally dumb public out there, and they just look at you and go, huh? What'd you say? What do you mean we're bankrupt? I got money in the bank. Golly, you're crazy. Well, excuse me, I won't buy any stock in your stupidity. But do me a favor, sit down and shut up and let the real men of this country try to straighten this thing out without your doofus comments.
Well, I think you're anti-American. I don't think you should be here. I think you should be locked up in jail. You're crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, crazy like a fox. Only you, you idiot. You're the chicken and you're dinner. But you're too dumb to know that. I guess we went right through the top of the hour break. We went down? But does that control breaks here? Oh, okay. Well, we just blew through that break, so I thought this went on. And here come the calls. Oh, my God, what happened to the show? Let me see. I'm talking about the bankruptcy of America, the Fed Reserve, and Time Warner goes out on me. Oh! Do you think the people, the cybersecurity, are working right now, doing a little beta test? Could be. Time will come, folks, that programs such as this will not be allowed on the air, period, as we are not now. Well, at least the satellite is, but any of our affiliates that picked us up off of a computer, they ain't got us. That's what I call cybersecurity. We got to make sure that these people get a dish. Well, that'll be the next thing they go after. All right. I have to, I guess I can wait another, 25 seconds so little Johnny can go to the little porta potty. Hold on. We'll take the break. Fire me up something there, Chris, so I can get out of here and go to the little boy's room. Fire me up anything. Do it now. There we go. All right. Take the break here. Come back in 3 minutes. Hopefully we'll have this thing back up by then. If not, well, this is going to be duly recorded, and you'll have to go into the archives to hear the rest of the program. Ain't America great? 21st century, and they can't even keep a stinking internet feed up. Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jeff in New Mexico. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, John, I called about the international forecaster today. And the guy told me at Midas Resources, I guess they answer the phone on that, that Bob Chapman is located in Mexico. Is that the fact, or...
If Bob Chapman wants his disclosure known, he's not even let me know. So I am not going to give the guy's whereabouts, and I don't give a damn what Midas Resource says.
That was just the guy that answered, because I was wanted to call back about what I was talking about yesterday about stock exchanges and so forth. And
well, you can email him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to get his newsletter, so I guess I'll... But I think he could be a good leader. We could start up our own regional stock exchange of Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, and Oklahoma. And, you know, like your company of gold and broadcasting, I guess gold, Jeff Bennett's gold company is separate, but you could make that a publicly traded company if you wanted to, I suppose, couldn't you?
You know, what are you trying to get me in? First off, I don't even know if Bob Chapman's going to be on with me next Tuesday because you just gave his whereabouts away, and the feds just love that kind of information. And
well,
I'm not taking this company public for any reason, because have you not been listening? Have you not been hearing what I've been saying? I'm not entering in their arena to play by their rules, regulations, restrictions, so when it's time to do away with yours truly, they got me in their trap.
Well, I think talking about these things is a way to try to understand the system more than just saying bad things about the system with not even understanding what the system is. Like, there's a Pacific Stock Exchange. What do you know about the Pacific Stock Exchange?
I don't give a damn about the Pacific Stock Exchange.
Well,
why should I care about the Pacific Stock Exchange?
Well, we're Americans, and we have to decide what to do with our savings, put it in FDIC-insured savings or invest it in gold or invest it in other things, and we're just trying to make a wise decision. How are we supposed to know if we can't talk about it?
Well, you heard this program. I mean, now you can go get the stuff from Bloomberg and the Wall Street Boys or from some stockbroker that will tell you, hey, buy my stocks. These are good. It's going to give you a great return. The country's bankrupt. It's
done. Yeah,
I
called TD Ameritrade, the online brokerage today, and asked them if they are required by law to have Spanish speakers to answer their phones or whatever. And she said, well, they have Chinese, too. So, but, you know, if we had our own stock exchange, we don't have to hire people that speak Spanish. Midas Resources, I asked him, do you have to hire people to speak Spanish? You know, we got to try to understand what the laws are. Maybe we could have our own companies, our own stock exchanges, just like the Republic of Texas.
Well, let me ask you a question. Corporations issue stock. Why would you be worrying about buying into the stock for any company right now? Do you know who these people are? If we do not get rid of the stupid Federal Reserve that own the corporations, own this government, and, by the way, own the land that you're standing on, well, then what's the point? I thank you for your call. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Hey, a couple things. Old Glenn Beck's starting to show the stuff that needs to be shown, for one. Hey, you know that Gaddafi's coming over to New Jersey for a visit, right?
Well, I know Glenn Beck, didn't he say that I vetted out the camp thing, the internment camp thing, and it's all hogwash?
I don't know, but he's showing a lot of stuff. I go about what I can see. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, what they ought to do out there in New Jersey is have the cops protect him and then turn their backs on a place, let people throw all their trash and garbage on the property. And when he leaves, well, then we'll clean it up. Then bring down their trash and their garbage, let the cops look the other way.
Yep.
A good idea, huh?
I understand.
Yep.
All right. What does that have to do with what I was just talking about? Oh, boy. Henry Mackow, they used to have a program on this network talking about liberalism, and it's really communism, socialism, and he calls it Satanism as well. He said, liberals are dupes, what communists call useful idiots. I was one for most of my life. Championing the oppressed was a pathetic way to justify my life while being blinded to the real enemy. As I will demonstrate, liberals funded by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are mostly unwitting pawns of the satanic communist agenda. They are like the lower blue degrees of Freemasonry, dupes. This sounds extreme, but unfortunately, it is literally true. Richard Rodriguez is a liberal propagandist. Flipping channels Thursday, I stumbled upon this deceitful diatribe against men and the traditional family on the Rockefeller-funded PBS. Called Women on the Move, it suggests that the schoolgirls of Afghanistan are ready to fill the void left by men as the mail order falters and fails. Absurd as this notion is, coming from the Rockefellers, it conveys their desire for radical change and totalitarian control. Rodriguez, who is gay, actually celebrates Native women traitors who betrayed their people. La Malinche, Pocahontas and Sacagawea, this is what feminists do when they become pawns of the oppressor, He glorifies single mothers and flails tribal leaders at war with modernity. Modernity? I didn't know there was a word. Because they want to protect their culture. Newsflash, modernity is Satanism, i.e. the deification of man, i.e. the Rothschild Kabbalist man. Remember what Rockefeller Insider said in 1969? He said, there are always two reasons for anything the Rockefellers do. The pretext which makes it palatable to the gullible public, and then there's the real reason. I get a kick out of the sanctimonious liberals who contribute money to the public broadcasting system when obviously it is a Rockefeller tool. But then I contributed to PBS when I was a liberal. The same day, the Toronto Globe and Mail article trumpeted a remarkable week for gay rights. This is why I never buy newspapers. They are propaganda rags that have been abandoned any pretense of objectivity or honesty. Why does an author, John Ibbotson, rejoice when marriage, the central heterosexual right of 96% of this population, is redefined to satisfy marriage-minded gays who are less than 1% of the population? Marriage is a heterosexual right. What if Muslims started redefining Passover or Jews took over Ramadan? Homosexuals should have their own equal but distinct rights. Even children of sperm donors crave a father and go to great lengths to find him. Yet Ibbotson is happy to see traditional marriage trashed. When was the last time you saw traditional marriage and families celebrated in the mass media? Marriage is designed to provide a stable foundation for child rearing. Apparently, the society cares little for its own survival and health. Now, what do Rodriguez and Ibbotson have in common? The not-so-hidden liberal agenda is to treat hetero and homosexuals if they were the same, and to get women to choose careers over family and abandon child-rearing to the state. Not coincidentally, the Communist Manifesto advocates destruction of the nuclear family. Subjected to this propaganda, it's no wonder that 53% of Americans can definitely say they prefer capitalism to socialism. Bella Dodd, she died in 1969, a lawyer and a political science professor. She was a Communist Party organizer from 1932 to 1948, and a member of the National Council of the CPUSA from 1944 to 1948. In her book, School of Darkness, she said, communists like her infiltrated and took control of liberal and socialist groups and unions. She took control of the New York State Teachers Association, by the way. She said communism is a satanic cult that is conspiring to enslave the world. In her testimony to HUAC in 1953, she revealed some liberals have allowed themselves to become supporters of the very members of this conspiracy. This is not liberalism. Not liberalism in the finest sense of the word. This is just allowing the communists to pull them into propaganda environment, which says that anyone who is close to the communist is a liberal. I do not believe that that is the definition of liberal. She offered the classical definition. A liberal is a person who believes in the right of the individual to function. The communist does not believe in the right of the individual. They believe only in the right of the collective. Then the individual is only part of a collective group, and whenever he doesn't move according to the collective, he is ousted from the group. Mr. Kruzig, so you would say that when the so-called liberals today, self-denominated liberals, support and work with the communist program, they're being deluded into thinking they're helping a liberal cause when it is not liberal? The answer from Dodd was this. One of the great tragedies today is that these Americans do not realize that this would take civilization back to a barbarism which existed long before the Christian era. The communists have a way of changing names and labels, by the way. How should we recognize them? By the fact that they believe there is no God, that a person is just born, grows, dies, and then decays, and that's the end. They believe the individual doesn't matter, that the collective matters. They believe that certain people should have the power to run a country. More on this when we get back. I'm getting to the root of this thing that we've got in the White House and how so many people in this country actually voted for this guy, voting a communist/socialist into office. It's amazing. Simply astounding.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Well, enter in the Protocols of Zion. The Protocols of Zion makes it clear that the Illuminati bankers promoted liberalism and equality only to overthrow the Gentile aristocracy and the church. While preaching liberalism to the goy, we at the same time keep our own people and our own agents in the state of unquestioning submission. In order to annihilate the institutions of the goyim, we have replaced their mechanism by the chaotic license of liberalism. We have not got our hands in the administration of law, in the conduct of elections, into the press, into the liberty of a person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of free existence. Well, this was written long ago. In fact, allowed them as their cornerstone to get into the education. So they now control the press. They are now there to control the elections, and they are now controlling the liberty of every person. Their control is based on the paralysis they induce in the representative government. We replace the ruler with a caricature of a government by a president taken from the mob, from the midst of our puppet creatures or slaves. This was the foundation of mine, which we have laid under the goy people. Now, through their control, and keep in mind, this is written by a Jew, folks. So I don't want any calls or letters going, you're anti-Semitic. No, this is a guy that woke up. Through the control of the press and education, they lionized the sedition mongers, which in turn has protected them. This advertisement has increased the contingent of liberals and has brought thousands of goyim into the ranks of our livestock cattle. Now, as for equity, or equality, I should say, the founders of the communism, they write this. Far back in ancient times, we were the first to cry among the masses of the people the words liberty, equality, fraternity. Bates, which carried away the well-being of the world, true freedom of the individual, formerly so well guarded against the pressure of the mob. The would-be wise men of the goyim, the intellectuals, did not see that in nature there is no equality, cannot be freedom, that nature herself is established in inequality of the minds, of characters, and capacities. It was based upon these things that dynastic rule rested. The father passed on to the son a knowledge of the course of political affairs in such wise that none should know it but members of the dynasty, and none could betray it to the governed. As time went on, the meaning of the dynastic transference of the true position of affairs in the political was lost, and this was aided the success of our cause. Henry Mackow's conclusion. As well as controlling society, the Rothschild banking syndicates used the left to extort and undermine the competition. During the French Revolution, the Rothschild mansion was spared by the rioting masses. The Bolsheviks were instructed to appropriate Russian factories and hand them over to the bankers. We are all liberals in a classical sense of believing in individual freedom, but the Illuminati bankers have changed the definition of liberal to the spurious notion of championing for the underdog. This has been used to divert, divide, and undermine the majority and subject the individual to the collective will, which they themselves define. Until liberals wake up to what the protocols refer to as the true nature of things, they will continue to embrace their own destruction and that of Western civilization. A cancer infects mankind. Central bankers who control the economy belong to the Kabbalist satanic cult called the Illuminati. It originated in the Sabbatean Frankist Jewry, heresy of the 17th and 18th century in Europe. This occult movement is behind the Enlightenment, the Revolution, the secularism, the modernity. It is behind socialism, feminism, Zionism, communism, and fascism. The Illuminati control government, education, and media by subtle networks like Freemasonry and intelligence agencies. They use these levers to degrade humanity to be cattle and serve them and their god, Lucifer, in a new world order. Mankind is on the receiving end of their hate, the victims, a cruel hoax of cosmic proportions. And I do not disagree with that. Much has been said, well, you're blaming everything on the Jews. Well, if you look to international banking, every last one of them are Jews. And not Jewish in the classical sense, folks. These are Zionists. They back the political movements. They back the destruction. The bankers backed World War I, World War II. They had their hands in creating it. And sat back and watched the utter misery. And probably sat and laughed with glee as we butchered one another, while all the while the respective governments are running to the banks going, we need more money, we need to be victorious. And the whole while they're sitting there with the mechanism to control any government at any time. They were building their dynasty. Now they are almost in full control of the civilized and industrialized world. 800-313-9443. Take your calls today. I'm just getting angrier and angrier, man. I'm watching a bunch of stupid people running around doing nothing. And they don't even know where their demise, where it came from.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yeah, and who is this guy, Barack Obama? Well, he's less of a person than an image, a brand. People kind of see what they want to see when you do a Rorschach test, don't they? Does anybody really know about this guy? A man with no birth certificate? A man whose birth records, both in the United States and Kenya, are sealed by government order? A man whose childhood mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, spied on U.S. military installations in Hawaii for the Soviet Union, edited a communist newspaper, authored pornographic novels, and wrote poetry in praise of Joe Stalin? A man who promised transparency in government, but has spent over $1 million in legal fees hiding information that would determine his eligibility to even be president. A man whose academic records are sealed from kindergarten through law school. A man who arrived in New York in June of 1981 without enough money to get a hotel room, but 1 month later flew to Indonesia and Pakistan. Where did he go? Who paid his expenses? A man who traveled to Pakistan when it was illegal for U.S. citizens to do so. So what country's passport did he use? A man whose law school admission test scores and grades at Columbia University are known to have been mediocre, but was admitted to Harvard Law through the intervention of a Saudi named Khalid al-Mansour. A law review editor who never published an article in any law review. a lawyer with no significant accomplishments in law and no reputation in the legal community, a former state and U.S. senator who never authored one single piece of legislation, a disciple of Marxist Saul Alinsky, a product of Chicago politics machine, the most corrupt political organization in America, a man who selects Marxist corrupt politicians and criminals as his close political associates and personal friends, a man whose presidential candidacy was endorsed by the Democratic Socialist of America, the Socialist International, and the Workers' International League, a man lauded for the literary brilliance of two memoirs, both of which were ghostwritten by others, a so-called Christian who says that knowing when human life begins is above his pay grade, but somehow knows that abortion is permissible at any stage, a man who thinks that waterboarding is immoral, but that partial birth abortion is moral, a man who publicly laments slavery in America, which is abolished 150 years ago, but praises Islam, which still practices both slavery and sexual mutilation of young girls, a man who speaks endlessly about helping the less fortunate, but gives almost none of his sizable income to charity, not even his half-brother, who's still living in squalor in Kenya. A man who had the most left-wing voting record in the United States Senate, but was predicted by the press to govern from the middle. A man who has never cheated, created a job, met a payroll, or even operated a lemonade stand, but wants to tell Detroit how to make cars. A president who has never before served as an executive in either the private or public sector. A commander-in-chief who doesn't know how to shoot a rifle, throw a hand grenade, drive a tank, fly a plane, or command a ship. A commander-in-chief who has publicly divulged some of our nation's most important intelligence secrets. A man who has been put in charge of the largest economic engine that ever existed, but has never invested in the stock market and admits total ignorance of it. A president who says that science will guide his administration, but has no education in sciences itself. A man who's proficient in reading what is written for him on a teleprompter, but jerks and stammers his way through any off-the-cuff speaking. A man whose health records are sealed from childhood to present day. A man who spent 20 years in church, whose pastor espouses Marxist liberation theology, anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, anti-whatever, but claims he never heard his pastor utter any anti-American words. A man who added more to the national debt in 120 days than all other presidents did in the past 220 years, yet feels qualified to lecture Americans about fiscal responsibility. A man who publicly expressed disdain for the U.S. Constitution on a Chicago radio station because it limited the government's ability to redistribute wealth. A man who sits and listens submissively while his country is castigated by Daniel Ortega, a communist thug whose own daughter accused him of gang raping her. A narcissist who gave the Queen of England a present from the United States, an iPod containing recordings of his own speeches. A so-called Christian who officially declared Pride Month for a lifestyle that the Bible calls an abomination. A man who wanted Americans to ignore his Muslim name during his election campaign, yet boast of his Muslim name when he travels to Muslim countries. A man who can name hundreds of America's shortcomings, yet none of its great accomplishments. A president who claims the moral high ground by closing Gitmo, yet supports the transfer of terror suspects to countries where horrific torture is certain. A man who scoffed at being called a socialist, yet acted to nationalize the auto industry, the banking industry, and the insurance industry, and now seeks to nationalize the healthcare industry. A president who violates property rights, the sanctity of contracts, and the rule of law, three essential principles that go back over 1,000 years in the common law tradition. A man who promised 95% of Americans a tax cut, but is increasing taxes 100% on the population through inflation. It's the cruelest tax of all. A lawyer who represented Acorn, an organization now indicted in several states for voter fraud, whose stated goal is to get as many people on welfare as possible in order to destroy our financial system. A president who cheated GM's bondholders by giving their property to the UAW in a political payoff. An American president who frequently criticizes his own country when speaking in foreign countries, but never praises America, its generosity, goodness, or greatness. president, who's Secretary of Treasury. That's right, Timmy Geithner cheated on his taxes, as well as several of his appointees and advisors. And these are the people that got to pay federal income tax, folks, not you and I. Oh, there's a whole list here, but I think you've heard enough. I've certainly had enough. Eddie in Ohio. Hello, Eddie.
Hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, because I'm on one of these radio phones as I'm traveling through the hood. Hey, I had a question for you.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yeah, how do you really feel about Barack?
How do I feel about Barack?
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great man in Kenya. I think he should take, I think he should take all of his legalese and all of his political savvy, and I think he should go back to Kenya.
John, yeah. First of all, I'm happy that you're actually out of the of jail, because I was hearing that, you know, they have taken you in for a traffic stop.
Yeah.
How did that come out?
It's still in the mix. What they don't know is they're going to be sued for false arrest.
I hope you get there for every dime. Listen, let me tell you a real true story real quick, okay? My mother worked for a bunch of Jewish doctors. I grew up in foster homes, you know, the very last foster home that I lived in.
Yeah.
Before I turned 18, they kicked me out of, you know, on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she worked for a bunch of Jewish doctors. 34 years, John. That's 3-4. 34 years she worked for them. On the day that she was to collect her retirement, either that day or the day before, they went bankrupt. They owe her nothing. Can you picture that?
Yeah, after working all that time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Johnny, what kind of people, you know, you work for, work with, work around for 34 years.
And then you end up with nothing.
You end up with nothing. This beautiful black woman whose home is so clean, I have never even seen an ant on it, in it, around it, however you say that.
Yeah.
She ends up with literally nothing. And they go back to Judah and they still have their fabulous lifestyle. And this woman that's now 78, and so penniless and homeless. You know what? Those people deserve everything they get. That's all I have to say. Nice to hear from you, John. And I hope to catch up to you someday.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Eddie. Appreciate it. Yeah. Wait till the black people in this country figure out that they've been double-tapped, and that was through the 14th Amendment. And they didn't even get 40 acres and a mule. And yet, repeatedly, we get splashed with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. While Bill Cosby comes out and says, hey, what are you all complaining about? You know, here's the real deal. Here's what you got to do. And then he's laughed at and scoffed at. Because he is a black man that made it in this country. And he took his pain and his misery and he made it into comedy and he made people laugh. But when he comes out with common sense to talk to the black people of this country, he's derided and put down. What a joke. What a freaking joke. Mark in Montana. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm on a roll, buddy.
So I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing for you.
Okay, with me, or alongside me, or whatever.
Yeah, I was listening to you, I finally got a chance to listen to you today, and it's a funny thing, because I had, I just printed out the Trafficants writing there, the bankruptcy of the United States.
Really?
Just printed that out about a week ago, and had it right in front of me here while you were talking about
it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did you ever hear, and I'm not trying to, don't get me wrong, folks, Ron Paul has been a good guy, but he's not one of a lot of personal strength. I wish Ron Paul would have made that speech.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was built on people like Trafficant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's. I think the thing about Ron Paul is at least he's waking people up to do something.
Yeah. Well, and
get out your chairs.
You know, they've got the HR 1207, which they're going to play patty cake with, and we might get an audit of the Fed, maybe next year, maybe the year after.
Yeah, when hell freezes over, right?
Well, and you know, I've told him face to face every time I see the guy. I said, look, you got to come back to Texas. We need a good Texas governor, and more importantly, we need a good lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And we got to start to take this thing back.
Yeah, you got to pull it back to the local and wake these locals up.
Well,
that's the problem.
I hope that after this term, Mr. Paul retires,
yeah.
So he can enjoy the fruits of his labors.
Yeah, good man though.
Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling like a lone voice here in my little town in Montana. And
well, how many people?
Oh, let's see. I think the last count was somewhere around 7,000 in the county.
7,000 people?
In the county,
And do you have some high ground there that you could put a low-power FM up and educate these 7,000 people?
There's plenty of high ground around here. Got three mountain ranges all around.
Well, son of a gun. You got to put up a low-power, man, and run this kind of programming.
Wake them up. As soon as I get on my feet with this little business I'm starting, well, we're struggling right now, so...
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time trying to print things out and wake people up.
Well, welcome to the class struggle, Mark. Isn't it great? Hey, thanks for your call.
Sure. You take care. God bless you.
Okay. Appreciate it. First time. Listen to the programming. What am I talking about? What he printed out last week and tried to hand to people, saying, look, you idiots, wake up. Cody in Washington. Hello, Cody. Hello? Hello, Cody? Oh, Cody hung up. Never had a call from Cody before. I wonder what Cody was going to say. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Good.
You're in rare form today, buddy.
Yeah, you understand why we just had to have an outage for the internet, so I got cut off?
Yeah, I can understand that. I was busy searching. I got a couple of us. Quick remarks. Well, I know you lived in Michigan, as I did a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman in Michigan who won her case against the IRS on the money issue, on the very thing you were talking about. You will not find this case cited anywhere because it's been removed.
Do you happen to have a copy of the case?
No, I don't.
Do you happen?
And her book has long since disappeared.
What was the woman's name?
Lynn Johnston, she was a neighbor of mine in Unadilla. You should know where that's at, being from around the Pinckney-Dexter area.
Not really, because I lived in Battle Creek, Detroit, Livonia, Garden City, Wayne, and...
Okay, well, your ex-sidekick would know where Unadilla was then.
Okay.
But she won the case on the money issue. Shortly after she won the case, the judge was mysteriously found dead in a vacant field in Warren, ostensibly from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, he just had to commit seppuku, didn't he?
Yeah, well, it was actually a severe case of lead poisoning in the head.
Well, you know, isn't it odd? And we've got to build a platform in which courageous men can come forward and they're supported. You know, we've got to recreate that environment once again, that good men will come forth and do what's right. But right now, they're all scared as scared can be.
Well, they have good cause to be scared. These people will stop at nothing.
Understood.
I'm a trucker. My wife's driving right now. I'm through the miracle of electronics. I'm listening to you going down the road. But I was in a truck stop, and we were talking about a similar issue. And when I told them that they all signed up for it, everybody in that truck stop signed up for what's going on, they refused to believe it. And I told them, look at your Social Security number. That is your entrance into slavery.
Well, and that signs you up for the benefit of the government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just swapped your inalienable rights for benefits and privileges. That's what you've done.
In the great democracy.
Exactly.
Did you ask him how's that working out for you?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll tell you, I I don't mean to demean the truckers of America, because there's a lot of guys driving truck that have called into this show, that have written me, emailed me, whatever. But it just seems that it's a good old boy network, and by God, you're going to be American, you're going to get out. And I ain't going to hear any of your un-American garbage. I'm sure you run across that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that mentality is very prevalent out here, but it's beginning to change. I think it's too late, but they're waking up.
Well, it's never too late, because we're going to need the remnant around to know that something went wrong, what went wrong, and then to put it back in place and to make sure it never goes wrong again.
Yeah, exactly.
So
well,
anybody that's still alive, Jim, and that gets screwed over, if they're still remaining vertical and they're still men, they classify themselves as being a man, well, then it's, you know, it's their time. It's their
exactly.
duty. It's their duty and obligation. Step up.
I look for this to shake out in thirds. There's a third of the people like us who are going to stand up and fight and hold our ground. There's another third of the people that want to be just left alone. And then there's the other third that'll go along with anything. They'll eat feces on a silver platter, if you know what I mean.
I understand.
And when the third that goes along gets taken out, the other third's going to come to our side.
I saw a sign in a bar one time that said, some pay when due, some never do. How do you do? Well, those that don't do ain't going to ever do. They don't do for themselves. They don't do for anybody else. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim.
You have a good day. Good luck.
You too. Thanks. You too. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Somebody had asked me what that I was reading. Would that be you reading? By, actually, it was Ralph Kermit Winterroud II. That was sent to me via the email. So tune into Ralph's show. The URL is way, 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 way too long to read. So just ask Ralph about it. Cody in Washington. Hello, Cody. Hi, you there?
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Well, I like the topic that you're focusing on today, and you were talking earlier about Zionism and the control of the federal banks.
Yeah.
Can I read you a quick quote from one of our founding fathers?
Sure,
pertaining to that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this quote comes from Benjamin Franklin. It says, "I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and penetration. That menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great number, they have lowered its moral tone, depreciated its commercial integrity, have segregated themselves, and have not been assimilated, have sneered at and tried to undermine the Christian religion upon which that nation was founded by objecting to its restrictions, have built up the state within a state, and when opposed, have tried to strangle that country to death financially, as in the case of Spain and Portugal. For over 1,700 years, the Jews have been bewailing their sad fate and that they have been exiled from their homeland, as they call Palestine. But, gentlemen, did the world give it to them in fee simple, they would at once find some reason for not returning. Why? Because they are vampires, and vampires do not live on vampires. They cannot live only amongst themselves. They must subsist on Christians and other people not of their race. If you do not exclude them from the United States and the Constitution, in less than 200 years, they will have swarmed here in such great numbers that they will dominate and devour the land and change our form of government, for which we Americans have shed our blood, given our lives, our substance, and jeopardized our liberty. If you do not exclude them, in less than 200 years, our descendants will be working in the fields to furnish them substance, while they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews for all time, your children will curse you in your graves. Jews, gentlemen, are Asiatics. Let them be born where they will or how many generations they are away from Asia. They will never be otherwise. Their ideas do not conform to an American's and will not, even though they live amongst us 10 generations. A leopard cannot change its spots. Jews or Asiatics are a menace to this country if permitted entrance and should be excluded by this constitutional convention."
Well, 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 well. You just went on the government list as being a neo-Nazi, criminal, whatever, and you're probably on the ADL's hit list. By the way, I'm not on the ADL's hit list. You want to know why? Because
why?
I told Abe Foxman to his face, I said, "You ever come after me, bud, you're going to be in for a hell of a time."
And you
I guess, with Bob Chapman, though,
with people like Bob Chapman, don't you think there's an exception there?
Yeah, but Chapman's not Jewish.
He's not?
No, he's not. Just because he has a Chapman at the end of his name doesn't necessarily make you a Jew. And being Jewish doesn't necessarily make you a Zionist or a Zionist a Jew.
I'll be darned.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The thought criminals will be tracking and tracing you. By the way, if you want to go to the memory hole, memoryhole.org/trafficant, the speeches, the one-minute speeches by this guy, 1997, 98, 99, 2000, and 2001 are there, as well as his final speech in the United States Congress assembled. They railroaded the guy big time. He went after the IRS, went after the bankers. And who knows, if he would have been left alone, what else the man could have accomplished. I just wished he wouldn't have worn such a bad rug. But that was Jim Trafficant. Out today of jail, ladies and gentlemen. Out amongst us one more time. We'll see you tomorrow. With